Okay, looks like we're going.
Okay, so you're ready?
I'm ready. Talk to you in a bit.
Alrighty, then I'll talk to you in a little while. Good morning.
Good morning, Elias. It's good to talk to you.
And you also, and how have you been proceeding?
I've been doing well overall. I always have to laugh because there's lately there have been some dips and valleys, but you know, overall and well. And I'm looking forward to talking to you. I have sort of a plan, but or sort of two topics that I would like to talk to you about, but I wondered maybe if we could start off briefly. I've never asked you my intent in this focus, and I wondered if we might do that first.
Your assessment?
Well, I've thought about it for many years, and everything I come up with sounds like, well, that's what we're all doing, and this morning I just had some sense of that maybe it had something to do with roles or identity.
What I would say is you actually interpret the intent of exploring rules.
Ooh, that sounds quite right. Exploring rules. Okay. You have anything else you want to expand on that?
I would say that also is an exploration that moves in both directions. Exploring, following rules and not following them.
Yes, I can so see that. Yeah, and it creates quite a dissonance sometimes, the swing between not following and following.
I would agree, but in that also, perhaps that can be helpful to you to be aware of that, because remember, whatever your intent is in focus, that is affecting of everything you do. Therefore, regardless of how mundane and routine certain expressions and actions are that you are doing within your day, everything you do is in some capacity being influenced by that intent.
Wow. Yeah, it's just cascading through my head right now. And even though Brenda hasn't heard this, I can hear her shaking her head and saying, yep, yep. Okay, well, good. That gives me a lot to chew on. I will enjoy thinking about that. But yeah, my brain is just cycling through. Okay, I don't know why I didn't ask you sooner, but that's very helpful information. like I say, I'll keep working on that one.
Very well.
Okay, so the two topics are interrelated. One's kind of a higher level and one's a lower level that sort of feeds the first one. So let me identify the big one and then maybe start by talking about the more immediate one. The big one is what I just jotted down as maintaining the faith or the view. Sometimes I feel like, ironically, I need a come to Jesus meeting with myself. And I've had a pattern of having faith in something, like as a fundamentalist Christian, and then as a scientifically driven atheist, to now having this passion about the shift and creating my own reality sort of belief system or framework. And there's just this theme I feel in not being able to maintain consistently some faith in a belief system or worldview, whatever we want to call it. So that's sort of the broader topic. And currently and over the last couple of years, I think I've felt that faith or belief system wavering. So that's the broader topic. Within the more immediately, but feeding into that topic, I think, is the experience of having big inspirations or dreams about what is possible and what I can do, or what Brenda and I can do at Goddess Acres, or what we can do with our partners. But just this sense of passion and wanting to do something big, and to seemingly, at least, always ending up settling for something that's more ordinary or more ordained, and sometimes even seeming like a failure. And I think then that is a piece of and a part of what makes the faith in this bigger picture, you know, this passion for wanting to be able to shift and to create my own reality, and these experiences of disappointment or settling kind of whittling away, and sometimes, you know, actually having a pretty big ding in that new faith or worldview. So I don't know
now,
if that...
Now, express to myself an example of the ideal or the direction that you think you want, and then how you move in an expression of settling, and what the appearance of that is.
Okay, but because I do have an example of that happening, and then I have an example of where we are right now, and I want it not to happen with that example or that place where we are now. But it's been with, I think it is wrapped up more completely in terms of Reveresco and regeneration, and this notion that we are creating our own reality, and we can regenerate our body, we can create Goddess Acres in a way that reflects that. And, you know, my business did not go the way I thought it would. I don't think Reveresco went the way I thought it would, for whatever reasons. And I thought it had the potential, more potential, because it was actually linked not just to shiftiness and create your own reality, but it was linked to epigenetics and, you know, and fairly grounded new scientific evidences as well. So that's an area in which I have felt disappointed.
How do you feel disappointed? What do you see it is not accomplishing in?
I think for me, the disappointment is, like, I thought my eyes were one of my initial successes, and they've gone backwards to less than before I started doing the Reveresco. I think my skin, my hair, just some of the physical complications. Brenda and I have had my knee, her experience the last two weeks in regard to her small intestines. And I think, you know, this idea that I could create my own reality, that I could throw away academia and create a business around regeneration and healing, and not to have a single paying customer. And I know there are a variety of explanations linked in that, but I think they come together in my head, at least, as a failure, in the worst case, or a disappointment, in the better case. And layered on that is, you know, having the dream of Goddess Acres being this community place with cooking classes and community events, and this just amazing growth, and we don't seem to be that far from where we were 8 years ago.
First, let me ask you, what stops you from engaging the ladder of involving your community, doing your classes, and moving in that direction? What stops you from doing that?
And I know that's a really important question, because I'm going to come back to you and answer it in just a second. I know it's a really important question because I see Brenda and I on the threshold now of a slightly different inspiration, or maybe it's just a broader inspiration, and wanting to do mini farming at Goddess Acres and drawing in the community in another way yet again. And my initial response, and maybe hers is as well, is that we seemingly bump up against this constraint of resources, whether it's money or time, and I think maybe also confidence and knowing how to move from one step to the next without seeing resources such as time and money. Does that answer that question?
Very well. Now, I would pose another question to you. What is your idea, which you have already partially answered, but what is your idea about what the appearance of success would be in relation to regeneration?
I know it's not an outcome, and I understand it's a process. I think what I have looked for previously was maybe more of an outcome, but you've given new information and insight. But I think it's a sense of forward movement, not expecting everything to be perfect, but seeing forward movement rather than backward movement. So my knee, I can understand an injury, and it linked with energy, and I see forward movement, if slower than I would expect in that. But in regard to my eyes, I had what I thought was such strong success initially, but it feels like backward movements, in that I had to go back to wearing glasses and contacts. And even with glasses and contacts, they don't seem to be able to move my vision to 20/20. They don't seem to be able to correct it, with no real explanations for why. So that appears to be backward movement rather than forward movement in a significant area in which I had presented evidence to myself of success.
next question would be, because I know you did provide yourself with evidence of success, what changed?
I think I started doubting. I'm not sure when, maybe with my knee. And I think I started questioning all of the processes. I don't know. I'm not sure I would welcome your insight on that.
First of all, what I would say to you is I acknowledge what you are expressing from an intellectual standpoint. That intellectually you are expressing in a manner that you think is realistic, that you maybe moving in the direction of regeneration, but that it wouldn't necessarily be this or that, or it wouldn't necessarily mean that you would not incorporate difficulties or physical manifestations. That is all well and good intellectually. I would say that realistically, your association with regeneration is that if you are engaging it successfully, you actually wouldn't present yourself with any type of physical manifestation. That if you were successful in relation to regeneration, that you would be healthy, that any manifestation, any physical manifestation that you had would disappear or would correct itself and would no longer be.
I can see that, yes. A physical utopia. Yes.
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Yes. So what is
that? You would be healthy and vibrant always, and that you would display a physical appearance that is not changing.
Yes. So what is a more non-intellectual perspective? What would it look like otherwise?
I would say is the action of regeneration is not necessarily being unsuccessful, but that doesn't mean that you won't create physical manifestations for different reasons. Therefore, that doesn't mean you might not go hiking, trip, and break your leg. It doesn't mean that you would not create some physical manifestation in relation to stress and anxiety, or that you won't create a physical manifestation in relation to discounting yourself or being dissatisfied with yourself in some capacity.
So could we use my eyes as an example?
Very much so, yes. I would say that this is a very obvious expression of what I am saying to you, especially especially for you, because this is a piece that you express very consistently, and that energy is at a fairly intense level, in a manner of speaking, pretty consistently, that you are expressing this energy about yourself, that you don't understand. I don't understand. I don't understand. I can't see it. Therefore, yeah. What I would say is, your physical manifestation with your eyes is exceptionally understandable and obvious. And the reason I say for you is because another individual may express a different type of manifestation to be expressing that communication to themselves. But you are, in a manner of speaking, a significantly literal individual. You aren't very abstract. You think and process and observe in considerably literal capacities, which is not wrong or bad. It is simply the manner that you express, which is natural to you. Therefore, it is tremendously obvious and understandable that you would create a physical manifestation that doesn't require much uncovering to figure out what it is.
Right.
Because it is literal.
Right. And I have, and I can remember having the thoughts or the energy of, if I could just see this, if I could just, whether it's the next step or, yeah, I can see, I can.
Precisely. I would say that beyond that, I would say to you that doesn't mean that you aren't generating any movement in relation to regeneration. But that regeneration doesn't prevent you from creating physical manifestations. It doesn't stop that action. It merely means that rather than moving in the direction automatically of stopping the regeneration of many cells in your body consciousness in relation to the aging process, because that is what you do in the aging process. You stop the regeneration of many, many, many cells in your body consciousness, which you aren't doing that. Therefore, the process of regeneration is actually being successful. But in that does not mean at all that you would never create physical manifestations that are difficult or injurious to you, or that seem to be the opposite of regeneration. Regeneration does not mean reversing.
Right.
It means continuing to maintain the body consciousness in its natural movement and not instructing it to stop its natural movement. Which is what you do automatically when you are simply engaging the aging process. You are instructing the body consciousness to stop regenerating. In this, also, what I would say to you is that this very much does link to your first statement about faith.
Yes.
Now, I would say to you, in like manner to many, many individuals, that faith in some respects is a difficult subject for you.
Yes.
Because you are logical, you are rational, and because you follow what you think of as a more scientific, rational direction, and in that your definition and your experience of that is that you believe what you give yourself evidence of.
Yes.
You believe what your senses tell you. You believe what your experiences are.
Yes. And
or you believe to a degree what other individuals' experiences are. In some capacities, you don't actually have to have the experience yourself. If you trust another individual, you can believe their experience, even if you don't have the same experience. But that is somewhat questionable.
Yes, I feel like I've been walking through my entire life trying to collect little bits and pieces of evidence that would support one belief system, you know, something I'm looking for faith in, you know, whether it's Christianity.
I understand. Yeah. And I would agree with you that that is an action you have been doing.
Yes.
Now, what I would say to you is, I would express to you in a similar manner that I have with other individuals that express similarly to yourself. The first piece is to actually accept that this is a natural part of you. To accept that this is how you process, and this is part of your personality. And in that, it isn't something that needs to be changed. Because in actuality, it isn't something that you likely will or can change. As much as you want to be different, you want to be different because you think that your life will be easier if you are that type of individual that has that faith, that expresses that faith. You do have faith in some directions. And in those directions, your faith is strong. You simply don't incorporate the faith that some individuals have, in which they can blindly move in certain directions and very much trust that and not question it. And yes, there are many individuals that have that type of faith, but there are also many individuals that don't. And if you are one that doesn't, the first piece is to acknowledge that and accept that about yourself. And then you can move forward in an easier manner because you aren't fighting with yourself, attempting to force yourself in directions that you likely will never move in this one focus. Therefore, not fighting with yourself, you stop wasting a considerable amount of time discounting yourself in relation to what you can't do. And that gives you the freedom to move your attention to directions that you can do. I would say to you that first of all, you do have a considerable faith in the action of regeneration. It has simply been temporarily overridden with discounting yourself. And that is based on an inaccurate definition of what regeneration is. I would also say that you have a considerable faith in relation to your interaction with myself. You can't see me. But you do have a considerable faith in that. And the factor that you require evidence to support your faith isn't bad or wrong. It is simply a different avenue of expression. And it isn't less than individuals that don't necessarily require evidence to support their faith.
But does it make that faith more tenuous?
No. Let me express to you. I understand that you might perceive those individuals to be stronger and better and in a better position than yourself because they could move much easier. Not always. What I would say to you is the pitfall to those individuals is that they also are considerably suggestible. And therefore, they can easily move in directions that can actually be either significantly disappointing to them or even can be harmful to them. because they don't question. That has been promoted in your societies, therefore in mass expression, that has definitely been reinforced and promoted in a capacity of making it seem attractive that an individual expresses that innocence. And innocence is a word that you definitely attach a good association with. You think innocent is definitely good. Therefore, in mass expression, individuals that incorporate this type of faith are innocent. And that makes them attractive and good. And it seems that they can create much more effectively, and they definitely can create much more magically and miraculously. Let me express to you the reason, one of the reasons, that this type of expression, this type of faith, is reinforced in mass and is made to seem attractive and good and better, is because it is suggestible and therefore it is easily manipulated. It creates drones. People that don't question. And when you don't question, you can be led in many different directions. Your history bears that out in relation to masses of individuals that express tremendous faith in God, that God will provide for them, that God will reward them, that God will incorporate a place for them. And that faith, being so strong throughout your history, has also led them in masses to the slaughter. Therefore, what I would say to you in relation to shifting, if you are an individual that incorporates that tremendous expression of faith and that comes easily to you, that can be used in a manner that will help you to be shifting. If you aren't sidetracked and following deviating avenues and directions that lead you in expressions that can actually be harmful to you. But if you are an individual that doesn't naturally express that type of faith, you also can move in relation to this shift in some fundamental capacities that will be somewhat easier for you, because you do question. And you question until you find what flows for you. You keep questioning until you find the evidence that allows you to flow naturally. What I would say to you is, you do have faith. It isn't a blind faith. And it is somewhat selective. And it does require some type of evidence to support it in some fashion or another. But that moves in a very successful capacity for you. And in that, you are not as easily swayed in other directions that may not necessarily be beneficial to you. What I would say to you, my friend, is what is significantly important is that you accept you for who and what you are and how you naturally move and what your natural expressions are, and stop judging yourself for not being different. There's nothing wrong with who you are and what you do. And there's nothing wrong with requiring evidence to express your faith. Therefore, accept that and allow yourself to do it naturally. And understand, as I have expressed repeatedly, that regeneration isn't reversing. It isn't reversing manifestations, it isn't reversing age, it is the expression of not instructing the body consciousness to stop regenerating. It is the action and the expression of continuing to encourage the body consciousness in its natural direction to be regenerating of all cells in your body. But that doesn't mean that you never create physical manifestations. You do. That doesn't mean you will never incorporate an allergy. You might. That doesn't mean you will never create an illness. You might. Because those expressions are not about regenerating. Those expressions, those manifestations, are about what you are doing.
Okay.
And when other imagery doesn't attract your attention strongly enough, when you don't respond to other communications that you give yourself, then you communicate to yourself through physical manifestations, because you will pay attention if you are uncomfortable.
Yes. All right. You have said that before. And I'm creating a manifestation.
Therefore, what I would say to you is, first of all, stop judging yourself. You do incur brave faith.
Okay.
Maybe different from other individuals, but that doesn't mean that you have lost it. And it doesn't mean you don't have any of it. You do. How you express your faith is entirely acceptable. And in that, I would express that in relation to your movement with Goddess Acres, you know, that piece is not you alone.
No.
That piece actually includes the four of you, not even simply the two of you.
Yes.
And the influences that you have with each other, and how you move with each other, and the choices that you make in relation to each other. That piece has always been a matter of engaging that first step, which you haven't done.
Could you expand on that? What is the first step we haven't done?
The first step is anything. It isn't one specific action. It is anything that actually is a step in the direction of actually implementing what you want to do with Goddess Acres in relation to your actions and the community. Now, that doesn't mean you haven't taken steps with Goddess Acres, or that you haven't taken steps with the community, but not with both together.
Right. So I did take the steps to have my practice individually. I'm trying to link that in. But I never engaged with the broader community, even though I was seeing, I did about 100 hours of free service. And I guess I thought that was a first step.
No, because that isn't the direction that you want to do.
I'm discovering that belatedly, but so that
that isn't a direction in action. What I am saying is the direction that you want to move in is you want to be involving the community and Goddess Acres in a fashion that you actually are generating income.
Yes. I did not get that piece. So maybe just so Brenda and I don't go down the path too far. Right now, I mean, we've had passions and inspiration before. Right now, with the climate change stuff and everything, our inspiration seems to be moving towards something like what they call mini farming or intensive farming on small spaces that seems to have the potential to generate income in a variety of ways, or sustainability in a variety of ways that might involve the community.
Very well.
Is that correct? And if so, you know, the thing we bump up against, and I know you've talked about
how
this.
How much acreage do you have?
We have close to 4 acres, probably at least 2, maybe 2.5 of that is wooded. Some of it that's clearable because it's untended growth, undergrowth kind of stuff.
Therefore, in your estimation, how much acreage do you have that is usable?
Probably an acre that is usable that could extend a little bit more. Yeah, probably acre to an acre and a half. If you include the creek beds like you had talked about and so forth, yeah, maybe an acre and a half.
Very well. And as I already expressed, that would be one step, is actually physically engaging that. I would also express that it is a matter of being creative and inviting the community to engage with you. You want to be expressing in certain capacities that you are involved with the community, and that you want to be sustainable with Goddess Acres, but you aren't actually generating a step to move in that direction and pull those two factors together. Let me express a hypothetical example, and this is a hypothetical example. It is simply an example.
Okay.
That the two of you, or actually the four of you, could incorporate a brief amount of time together, create, let us say, a bake sale. This is very much only an example. And in that, you spread that information throughout your community, and you invite your community to participate and to come to the bake sale. Now, in that, when you enlist the other individuals, then you take that opportunity to share with them what your vision is and to let them share with you what their possible visions are. But then you begin to move in those directions. You make the contacts, you express the inspiration, and you begin to actually take steps to implement this direction that you want to engage. It doesn't require a tremendous amount of time to start.
Yeah, I think part of the dilemma is wanting to have the big picture and all of the pieces identified, and then to logically develop it from the bottom up, but with the bigger top picture, I think.
Rather, I understand, but yeah, that isn't actually being successful, is it?
No, I can definitely see that. I think that's the wall that
I agree, because
that is the wall
in that you are focused on the outcome.
Right. Yes.
rather than taking the first step.
Yes. Yeah. And having it develop more organically.
Correct. You can't take the first step because you are too busy focusing on the bigger picture and the outcome.
Yes. And I think that makes it...
know how to get to.
And that makes it harder to do when you have multiple people involved. Because then you have to have agreement on the bigger on the bigger picture instead of just the first step.
And what I would say to that is definitely complicating it. But
yes.
In that, yes, when you are all focused on the bigger picture and the result, then yes, that does create a situation in which it is more difficult.
Yes.
If you are actually focused on the process and only engaging the first step, then what I would say to you is, no, it isn't more complicated.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, that's good. We're going to be coming up on the time soon. And I had just one quicker question to ask. I have applied for a job at the university within the program that I've been working the past 6 months or so that I'm really excited about because of the... It pulls together so much of what inspires me and what has transpired over the course of my life. And I love the people that I've been working with. It has the opportunity to be traveling out in the state, which is an unexpected perk. And I've applied and I've made contact with the two people. And I guess what I'm wondering is, how do I stay in a place when I've identified something that I really want to do that I'm not focusing on the outcome or sabotaging myself, so to speak, energetically by waiting and watching? I think having expectations that, okay, you know, they should be contacting me now. I know they've talked to somebody else before the job was posted, and my mind just going down that path of, oh, I really want this. What if I don't get this? You know, what if I'm not good enough? And that hamster wheeling kind of process.
Now, let me ask you, what would you be doing differently if you were interviewing them?
I think I would just be relaxing and looking forward to being able to talk to them and learn more from them and just enjoying my job and my interactions with them right now, which seems to provide much of what I would want to know about working for them. Is that the answer?
Partially. I would say that partially that answer is somewhat in the direction of what you expect to say in relation to the question.
Okay.
What I would say is partially it is correct, but remove yourself from this situation momentarily and then answer that question again. If you were interviewing a student for a position, what would you you be doing differently?
I would be thinking about what I was looking for and what I wanted.
Precisely.
Yes. Yes.
And you would be going about your activities from that perspective.
Yes. Yes.
Therefore, in relation to that individual, you would be observing them, you would be engaging them, you would be giving yourself more information about them. You would be active.
Yes. Yes,
you wouldn't
right.
be waiting for them to show you something.
Right.
This is what I am expressing to you. That is the confidence that I am expressing to you and that I am encouraging you in. That is the point, is that you are the chooser, not the chosen.
Okay.
You are choosing what you want. You aren't wishing for what you want.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear, and I'm running over, and I do not want to have gone over before on Mary, but yes, I get it, and I shall practice. You have given me much, much, much to process, and I'm looking forward to it. A very, very inspiring session. Thank you.
Excellent, and I am tremendously encouraging of you, my friend, and I shall continue to be expressing my energy with you in tremendous support. And you may offer my greetings to your sister and remind her that I am also being supportive with her.
I appreciate that, and she does too. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome, my friend. In tremendous lovingness and great affection, as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir.